Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You must remember this as a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Mamma Thria. Man, Simone Fontecchio, my God. He's good. The gondola.
That's better than the other thing. That's better than the other thing.
Call him the gondola?
I could go for that.
Okay.
But.
Just try it on for size. You know, maybe it'll break in a little bit.
No.
Mamma Thria. Mamma Thria. You know what Spoey says?
It doesn't have the same pop without the...
With the the thing? What do they call that? With the hands together.
You're an Italian expert.
They
go
call
ahead.
That Italian, actually.
They call that Italian?
No.
But aren't you Cuban?
Yep.
Okay.
Bro, who's chewing? Is that you?
What do you got? It's Leroy.
What is that? What do you got? Sour Patch Kids? You got Sour Patch Kids. Okay.
No, I don't.
Okay. Dude, you're snacking on the air again.
Minus one for snacking.
Minus one.
Not a snacker.
Just having fun. I'm not going to get anybody in trouble.
I'm like, hey, on our last day, you make sure to tell him it wasn't me. I can't repeat it, but I said, what if we did this for every player?
Interesting.
Right?
Yeah, I get it. You think it's culturally insensitive?
Yeah.
Interesting. I get you.
To some extent.
I'm celebrating, though.
Does he celebrate like that?
I don't know.
What if every time he made a three, he did that?
If he did.
Then we could do it.
Then I get the pass?
Yeah.
I'm gonna ask.
Because then we would take that.
What if I ask him? Does he like it?
That's what I said last segment. Does he like it?
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't been booted.
You know why you don't know? Because it's kind of you're dipping into that.
You know what?
That.
That's the thing. If you're afraid to ask him, you know you're crossing
yes!
the limit.
That's it.
I'm not afraid to ask.
He's got no soul.
I'm not afraid to ask.
He's
him.
Not afraid.
When I'm next boots on the ground, I
but
will ask.
But you were
him.
Afraid to be babushka in front of Nico.
That's a line. We're talking relatives.
Wait, do you realize you're the only one that has to draw that line because nobody else would even go that close?
If I was doing Simone Fontecchio's grandmother, dicey,
right?
Dicey,
right?
Don't bring in the family.
Right.
No, yeah. Agreed.
You never go against the family.
Never.
I'll take my minus one.
What if Jax would have said...
Minus
you know,
one.
If he just would have just stared through my soul.
Simona for three. I mean, let's not make it sound like he's going to be saying it 20 times a game.
No, he only scores 14 points.
Right. That's it.
That's it.
14 points. Once you get to 14 points, you can take him out.
Yep.
That's it.
That's it.
Done.
That's all I need.
But he's a good rebound. He rebounds.
He's doing everything.
Yeah.
He's doing great. He's been great. This entire team, like, it's like they're all saying vibes are high right now. Like, this is the
It's end. Weird that it, the people, some of the people who you thought weren't going to be contributors are major contributors. Like, I got to tell you, when the season started, where did you think Jaime was going to be sitting?
Cheeks.
Yeah.
Cheeks. He's been amazing.
Right. He's been amazing. Simone, the conversation when it started was, oh, they're just going to.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So.
Flowing.
Yeah. But now, let's keep in mind.
Mm-hmm.
The stuff I'm hearing from you might not necessarily be what the Heat think.
Why do you say that?
Why?
Yeah.
Because of the two people I just talked about.
I understand. But, you know, like, Jaime's, you know, big bounce back. You know, he's getting back to...
I mean, he doesn't have the bubble guts.
Well, you know what settles your your bubble guts?
Tums.
No.
What?
Your bread and butter.
And that's butter butter does not settle your stomach. That might be part of the problem here.
Nope.
You think butter fixes bubble guts?
No, bread and butter. Not just
bread and butter. No butter in no way, shape, or form fixes bubble guts.
Are you kidding me? Every time you go out for a big meal, what you do first, you eat bread to settle your stomach, stretch it out a little bit.
Bread, not butter.
With butter, of course. What are you, some weirdo that dips it in olive oil?
That would explain a lot. I don't dip my bread in anything.
Nothing. You don't have butter with your bread?
No, not all the time.
Not all the time, but have you done it?
Yeah.
You don't like it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's almost like toast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's another great way. Settle the breakfast. What do you have?
Toast.
With butter.
I don't always put butter on.
Not always, but...
If I make a little egg sandwich, I don't put butter on.
We're talking different things. We're not talking about
sandwiches. But sometimes when... Listen.
I wish you could say
sometimes when you have my eggs over easy
right.
and my sausage, I'll scoop a little bit of egg, put it on the toast, put a little piece of sausage. Not technically a sandwich, but it's bread,
and
I don't put butter on that.
Okay, but you don't
because
need.
Butter has a tendency to give you the bubble guts.
I don't think so. It's a settler.
It's not a settler.
Yeah, I think so.
Butter is not a stomach settler.
When you get back to you, when you get to your bread and butter, all of a sudden tummy's good. His bread and butter footwork. That's what it is. No more threes. How about that nonsense?
Oh, so you think he shot too many threes and his stomach start hurting?
I don't think it helped.
Your sports logic is amazing.
How is my sports logic amazing?
Because you said he had bubble guts because he was shooting too many threes.
Stress is a big...
Wait, what is that? So
stress is a big ingredient
on stomach
issues.
He stopped shooting threes and his bubble guts went away?
Uh-huh.
That is bro science right there.
Maybe, perhaps.
Something's really wrong with his stomach.
I don't know.
Really?
You never gotten stomach pains from being too anxious?
No. No, I'm from New Orleans. We don't get stomach pains.
Well, then
dude, I'm telling you, I've only thrown up once in my life, even as a kid, one time.
So then why would you be worried about some butter with bread?
Because, I mean, I've had upset stomach.
Okay.
And I think butter, and if you have an upset stomach, you can eat toast, but not butter and toast.
I think it's crazy to say he got a little anxious with the performance last year, and that you know, that got sparked a little bit.
He had the bubble guts. He couldn't, like... He was sick the whole year.
Not the whole year. I mean, he's not, you know.
Sick long enough for Spo not to play him.
Well, I mean, he was not playing well either. But now, what has he gotten to? Bread and butter, dude. What a demon. Getting right to the rim.
I could see you right now. The best part of your meal is the bread basket that comes at warm-up.
Who doesn't love a bread basket?
I don't say... No.
Get those Texas.
I am there for the food. I'm not there to eat the free bread.
Texas Roadhouse rolls, dude.
Come on.
I'll eat. You know what I do? You know when they bring the big thing of bread? I take a couple of slices that I like and put them on the side, right? And wait for my food.
What are you, a squirrel?
You know, no, I hate people who do that.
Yeah, why can't you just get more bread?
That attitude, Brittany. Holy smokes. She looked at me. She looked at me the worst. Why?
I sure did.
She has a completely reasonable reaction to you. You're like, you're stowing away.
I'm not.
Yeah, like, and then everybody else at the table is like, wants another piece of bread, and then you have like three pieces of bread.
I do the rotation. Let me explain something to you. I look and see how much bread. If everybody gets two pieces of bread, I take two pieces of bread. Right?
Yeah, but you don't want that bread until it's time for your
meal. I want it with my meal.
And
why can't you just ask the waiter for more bread?
And you better eat it, or I'm going to be pissed.
I grew up with this rule has applied in everything. Don't waste food, right?
Okay.
And so I don't. If I'm not going to eat the bread, I don't take the bread. But I do take stuff to go home. Now, this becomes a little skewed when we go on the road because I'm not taking nothing back to the hotel.
It's okay. No one's you know, holding you to this life rule. I just think it's a little.
I just think.
Why don't you just ask for warm bread after you're done? You want some cold ass savings bread? Just like stored it away like a rodent for the winter,
dude. What is cold ass savings bread?
I just picture you like having like a little pouch.
No, I'm just sitting there on my little bread plate.
That's where you
with
leave
the
it.
Butter.
So you just leave it there in the open for everybody to look at.
Yeah. What am I supposed to hide it? It's bread.
Tate Soft says, "You're bread Van Vliet."
It's like we can't even have a conversation with him. What are you knuckleheads? Like, chiming in. So, wait. What? No. Listen. What is wrong with that? What's the difference in me taking two pieces of bread? You can order more bread, too.
I just think you're undecided. Like, in that moment.
I'm not undecided.
People want a little bread.
I know exactly what I'm having.
You're on the fence there.
I'm not on the fence.
I think so.
I know exactly what I'm going to have, right? I know what my meal is going to be. I know the exact places where I need to, if I have some mac and cheese or steak or surf and turf, I need my bread to, like, yeah.
Good.
Like, why can't I enjoy my meal the way I want to enjoy it? Like, you shouldn't be eating that much bread anyway.
No.
Takes
you
away
from you. Can't say stuff like that. When we say what we like and what we prefer, and then you don't let us enjoy
like what?
Like food. Like tacos. You judge me for tacos.
Yeah.
And
no.
Instantly it's, oh no, it's because you're wrong.
It's because it's messy.
No.
For me. Like, you got those little fingers, you take it and you do all the stuff to it. Don't even drop it. You eat without dropping one thing. I get a salad all over my body.
Why does that have to do with fingers? That doesn't even make sense.
No, you mash it down with the finger.
It feels like little fingers would
be. I don't
do
that.
Yeah, she has little fingers.
Yeah, but wouldn't little fingers make it harder to eat a taco?
No, because it gets in there like and pushes all the food down.
I just don't know why you're leaving a food savings account on the table.
It's not a food thing.
I like playing with your food. That's pretty close to it.
No, it's not. So wait, let me ask you a question. So if you get mac and cheese, like we get lobster mac and cheese for an appetizer.
Right.
Right? They bring the appetizer out. Everybody passes the bowl around. You get a spoon or whatever. You get your little bit, right? I save my mac and cheese till we get the steak. So I put it on a plate, save it for when the steak comes. And then I eat it with the steak.
It's mac and cheese for an app.
Huh?
Talking like mac and cheese balls?
No. Lobster mac and cheese.
That's an app?
Yeah, that's how you order it. It's a map. You don't order it as a meal. It's an appetizer.
It's usually a side.
Or a side or whatever. No, you get lobster mac and cheese out front. They'll bring it. If you're paying for it, they'll bring it how you
that's
want it.
That's so weird.
What? Leroy dislocated his joint.
You did. You really did.
Yeah, like a Burmese python. Take a break. Back up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
You happy today? You feeling good? You don't have your microphone on.
Extra light, I want to see this.
Why'd you stop?
This is Kanye.
More.
Crazy Kanye. But am I the only one that thinks these drums don't fit? Hear them in the background, the bongos?
Never thought about it.
It's just random.
What's wrong with it?
They're random.
It slaps.
No, it doesn't.
Disagree.
Does it go with the song? I had to quit listening to the song. I like this song.
All right.
The bongos are just off. Listen to music, dude. Listen to it. Appreciate it.
I'm listening to it. I appreciate the song. Sounds like you don't.
You couldn't hear the bongos. You have to hear the bongos.
I've heard
they're
the bongos.
Random bongos. Like he wanted his cousin to be in the video.
I think it makes it better. I like the bongos.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
It doesn't. It doesn't. It's not. It's just random bongos.
Strange. Strange.
No, I'm not.
Strange takes today.
I'm a connoisseur of music.
You want to hear from Terry Bradshaw? Did you hear what Terry Bradshaw did this?
About he doesn't like Aaron Rodgers.
Nothing to do with Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
He was apparently sharing with everybody that he was trying to text Andy Reid and he made a mistake.
But the thing that I would worry about more so in Washington is the other day I text Andy Reid and I got a text back. And I thought it was Andy Reid, but it was some guy selling pigs. But I sounded good. I shouldn't have told y'all that, so y'all would have thought I actually talked to Andy Reid, but I didn't really talk to Andy
Reid.
You know,
I wish you could see the people behind the cameras because they're like.
And this was Michael Strahan's face. Like, if you just, this is what, when he,
That's how you look at me.
Terry Bradshaw being like, you did what?
Wait, what? Who knew you were on the market for buying pigs?
What?
Right? Like, usually they sell insurance, right? Like, pigs?
But the thing that I would worry about more so in Washington is the other day I text Andy Reid, and I got a text back, and I thought it was Andy Reid, but it was some guy selling pigs, but I sounded good. I shouldn't have told y'all that, so y'all would have thought I actually talked to Andy Reid, but I didn't really talk to Andy Reid.
I wish you could see the people behind the cameras, because they're like...
Wait, I'm not even amazed that Andy Reid didn't respond to him.
He didn't text Andy Reid.
He didn't.
Yeah.
I'm more impressed with he got a response from somebody selling pigs. Now, let me tell you something. I can just go to a random number in my phone of people that have sent me messages asking me if I want to buy random things, right? Asking me if I want, hey, how are you, funeral expenses, insurance, whatever. How many people are randomly selling pigs?
Very strange.
Right? That's the craziest thing in the world. Also, beware of somebody that's trying to give you a new roof and you just got your roof done because everybody can track that. Like, all you got to do is pull up a... So, if they ain't going to pay the amount of time to see that you had your roof done, kick rocks.
I had somebody come a door salesman today. He's like, "Hey, you want me to look at your roof?" I'm like, "No, leave." No.
Right, right. They act like we. Hey,
did I call you? Did I ask you?
The guy knocks on the door. Right, I run to the door. I'm in a towel.
Hello, sir.
Yes, he says, "Hey, we were just in the area." I'm like, "Who let you in?" I live in a gated community. Who let you in? And what made you think you could come knock on my door?
They definitely tricked some old lady. The older easily tricked.
I said, you see how I'm dressed? Why would I want you over my house right now?
No, I mean, like, listen, no offense to anybody making a living, but like,
not making a living,
is
dude.
Door-to-door selling, is that still working these days?
No, no. Because first of all, if he would have just looked at the roof, he would have known if he was any kind of roof guy that the roof looks like it just got done. Right?
I guess.
Okay. So why would I do business with a guy who can't even tell if a roof is done or not?
Maybe his whole thing is just he's got to knock on so many doors a day. Maybe like that's the
Then they go, hey, have you gotten your roof done recently? How about your windows? So like, yeah. I said, no, I need a new left tire though.
I don't have that.
Yeah.
Nothing here for that, sir. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And I love the way people say, oh man, we're just trying to make a living. Really?
You think Mike McDaniel gets to like? You think
Mike McDaniel could be a good roof guy?
Why?
Because he'd keep you on the phone for 35 minutes before you knew what the hell he was selling.
Shmeethan says an AM radio guy calling out a door-to-door salesman is Spider-Man. Shmeethan,
we're FM now,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, FM. A little respect.
FM. Have some respect.
Have some respect, you bastard. FM radios where the real salesmen are at.
Yeah.
But you think like Mike McDaniel? Just like you're amazing. I mean, just like the radio etiquette of a porcupine. That's really you.
Oh, I left one.
Give him the -1.
Like, it's just crazy to me. He's just like, you know what? I gotta have these Sour Patch Kids right now.
Now just he can't like wait right now. 10 minutes.
I gotta have these Sour Patch, and he has been snacking. JV, you know he's hungry. He has been. How much candy did you bring on Thursday?
9:50.
A bowlful. Like, where's the supply right now? At
it's
like,
all
level?
Over. It's
no, 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 no. Your main supply. I saw two bowls. Are both bowls now like
no,
half filled?
I only have access to one bowl.
Is it still on my desk?
Hold on. Yeah. I saw two bowls.
No, I gave one bowl away.
Okay, one bowl you gave to another studio.
I gave a whole. I could put bowls in every studio.
I didn't ask that. I'm asking how many
the
bowls.
The bowl that is I'm responsible. It's in Jennifer's desk.
That's one bowl.
That's it.
You didn't give out any other bowls?
I gave out a ton of bowls. I filled out
ton of bowls for him to pick.
How many of those bowls have you gone to and snacked today?
Just this her bowl. Just the bowl in
her bowl, which is the farthest bowl.
Yeah.
You went to that one and you didn't go to Lights Bowl?
No, they don't
you
have one.
You didn't go to Promo Bowl?
You didn't go to the Promo. You didn't go to any other bowl.
Promo Bowl.
How many Sour Patch Kids have you had today? How many little cases?
Two. No, I'm not done.
You threw one out.
No, I didn't.
He went to Bowl Lickin'
Beach. I gave one to Brittany. So I only have four.
How many pouches did you see, Brittany?
Three.
And he came over here, he had four. I took one.
Yeah.
And he's had three chocolates.
Interesting.
Yeah. No, I only got one left. Wow. We holding inventory. Yeah.
I love it. I feel like you're talking to him like he was a kid.
Why we got
Which
inventory?
Bowl did you go to?
Why we got inventory on Leroy's snack?
Go to Power Bowl.
Well, when you munch on air, you make it everyone's business.
No, I was just curious if you thought Mike McDaniel, like, does he get a good night's sleep finally last night? His team looks good. Does he actually, like, get a
you
full,
know, want me to tell you how coaches
a full
think?
5 hours?
Want me to tell you how coaches think? Coaches think now. Wow, now this is going to be expected every week.
Well,
that's
would be nice.
Or coaches, like, I know what I would do if I was Mike McDaniel. I would look at the best game and the worst game and see what was different.
Brunskill.
Was it in the attitude? Was it in the play calling? Was it in the game planning? Just try to get an idea of how can we look this bad and then look this good less than 7 days away.
Might have been Julian Hill's fault. Because you know what we got? More Brunskill.
Who the hell's Brunskill?
He's the extra lineman they had out there.
Oh, yeah, that's funny. Like, nothing. Hey, let me tell you something. Nothing is funnier than seeing a big fat ass trying to look cool.
Going in motion across the office. He looked so excited.
Excited.
Brunskill was having a good time. The Dolphins were out
there. You know he got to catch a pass at some point, right?
I hope so.
Wait. How upset do you think Julian Hill would be if he caught a touchdown before Julian?
Be furious.
Does Julian Hill have one yet?
Nope.
You've been betting it for what, 2 years?
I didn't, thankfully, yesterday because I didn't play.
Because you know who's Zach Sealer.
New Julian Hill, and it's really annoyed me because I've parlayed him on anytime touchdowns, and it's bit me in the ass.
It's kind of hard, and let me tell you, in fairness to him, right? Keep in mind, early on in all these guys' career, they all rushed. So you always had four linemen rushing, at least four. Now, I mean, they drop a lot of them back. So I'm seeing Jalen Phillips 15 yards downfield, dropping back, covering somebody or dropping back in the zone. So they don't have that same rush that they had in the past. And so that's probably why you're not seeing the sack numbers that you did before.
Mm-hmm.
Because now it's only two or three guys rushing. They're dropping more in the coverage. And then when they finally put pressure on somebody, it's because they bring in everybody.
He did have a big stop yesterday. Like, he wasn't a obviously the Dolphins defense played a lot. Jordan Brooks was a demon yesterday.
It's amazing.
He was all over the place.
Yes. Even with that RoboCop arm.
Yeah. No, he was really good yesterday, but
yeah.
I don't know. Brunskill, dude. Just putting him out there. More beef. More beef on the line. Big.
I mean, which might even open it up for the passes.
Because
you're going to bring somebody up there to stop that run?
Nick Westbrook-Ikhine had a pass. I saw that. I was like, well, look at him. He got one.
Well, he must have ran the right route. That is one of the hardest things to pick up on.
What routes to run?
Just the conversions or the adjustments to certain defenses. See, it's not like college. A lot of teams in the league, you run adjustments into the route, and everybody needs to be on the same page. right? Certain coverages convert all passes to a different route, right? That's just the way it's always been, even to this day. I know cover two converts a comeback to a go route, right? It just.
Did you think Savai Nai was a lot better yesterday? He was getting a lot of praise.
Yeah. Actually, he was. He was. But again, think about it this way. When did Chop start turning it around? About the same time.
A little earlier, but yeah.
No.
A little earlier.
Game 6-7.
Yeah.
Right?
Or 8.
Okay. I mean, okay, so it's a week off. I'm just saying, right? That maybe something clicked.
Maybe. Maybe they gave him a, hey, this is your last stance. Otherwise, Brunskill's getting all the snaps.
How old's Brunskill?
He's old. He's like a vet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They can't
let him at San Francisco.
Can't let a rookie go in motion.
Take a break. Play a little All Right, Oh No to close things out. Back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy back with you here on FM 104.3 WQAM. Get to a little All Right, lots to pick from. Oh no. Is it?
Yeah.
You truly need to grow up. You like those drums.
Yeah.
But not all the lights.
No.
My All Right.
That is the greatest drum solo ever. Everybody in the world, I don't care what your music background is, everybody does the drums when that part plays.
My All Right. Man, lots to choose from. Lots to choose from.
Wow.
I am going to go with Jaime Jaquez Jr. He is back. And he is kicking ass. And the New York Knicks got to go home super sad yesterday, especially their dumbass fans. So it really was the nice cherry on top of a perfect weekend, and I love them. So great job, Miami Heat. You're back. My heart is full.
All right.
My oh no. It's gonna go to Tom Aspinall. I don't know if I'm buying the eye thing, dude.
Oh, come on.
I don't know if I'm buying it.
He got his eye poked out.
Tua went out there and he balled out with one eye.
He ain't got to be threatened to get poked in it.
No.
Or he ain't got to take a haymaker.
I don't know if I'm buying it.
Wow.
I don't know if I'm buying it.
Let me cover up one of your eyes and let you go out there and fight.
I understand. I'm not saying
that. The people don't have to understand that.
Mm-hmm.
I would believe you would understand and be able to explain that and articulate that to fans how difficult that is.
It is difficult.
Instead, you're throwing him under the bus.
People have questions.
Why? Because he was losing?
He was losing. And he hadn't fought in over a year.
But
people are saying
again,
that.
So you think he was losing, he found a way out, boom.
People have questions.
But it's legitimate, though.
It's legitimate.
Okay.
He got fouled. They cheat. You know, Gon cheated. It's Gon's fault. But people have questions.
That's terrible.
People have questions.
That's terrible.
If Tua didn't have the game that he had, I wouldn't think this way.
Okay. All right.
Unfortunately, Tom Aspinall cannot wear a visor.
Nope.
What do you got? All right. Oh, no?
My all right goes to all South Florida sports. It was awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
It was awesome. I know people were a little worried because the score was only 7-7 in the Stanford game. Okay, covered.
You can just say my name next time. Yeah.
don't be a chicken.
Hey, she wasn't the only one, though. Believe me, my golf chat is the worst.
Can only beat
teams. It's the worst. I've never seen so many people so just miserable about Florida sports, okay?
Either beat the team for the whole 60 minutes or don't even show up.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
Then you go to Miami. I mean, I don't know what the hell was going on with Tua, but he was throwing like rockets, and we ain't never seen that. Maybe it was inside. I don't know. But like, yeah, that was that. Hey, Mike McDaniel, you see how well Tua threw the ball on the run? Why don't you roll him out instead of sitting him back there behind Savaya Naya? Okay.
You know, I would love to put a muzzle on.
I bet you would, but I'm bigger than you. So
to win games, you have to win the game, not lose the game.
In fairness, Savaya Naya played much better. Yes. So I'm not going to even – that was just a little jokey joke. All right.
Some fun,
then we go with the Pinks. Messi was awesome. The Heat gave us two dubs, and not even counting the Panthers, who showed Bob got his 50th shutout. Right? So that's it.
All right.
What's your own-o?
I'm still going to chalk it up to these ugly-ass uniforms.
You didn't even talk about the Pittsburgh one.
You had a lot to say.
Oh, no. I sent out the text because somebody sent it to me. They look like clowns. And let me explain something to you. They came out with these uniforms in the 90s. I want you guys to go look at the uniforms they used in the 90s, right? That's what they look like. I want you to go out and look at the uniforms that Pittsburgh Steelers used in the 90s when they had the throwbacks back then. And you think they could get no worse than that? Look at the new ones. They upgraded the garbage.
Yep.
It's unbelievable. So, yes. Too much. Too much. You're trying too hard. Listen, Canes, you have been so creative with the uniforms. I appreciate it. That is too much. Camo is camo everywhere, right? You can't have camo up top and then go, but we can see your legs, right? So either go all camo. Either go black with the camo numbers, but the solid color pants with the camo top, and the two greens didn't even match.
That was weird.
It's terrible.
Also, don't have a green that gets taken out by TV. It's weird.
The green screen. So we could put maybe they had advertising on the legs of the players. You could just green screen your picture on the legs. Right?
Jennifer, what's your all right? No.
My all right. Okay, I have a couple of them. I'm going to list them real quickly. Tobin, for you and your speeches today, they were very inspiring.
Thank you.
They were great.
Thank you.
Including the one to Len when you yelled at him.
I just told him I love Sergei Bobrovsky.
And I love that.
Thank you.
As you should. Number two, Mike Biamonte and his retirement.
Oh, yeah.
We are definitely going to miss him.
Yes.
I'm not ready for it.
There is nobody who's taking advantage.
The games are not going to be the same.
Is there anybody who's taking advantage of Mike Biamonte more than us?
No.
I think we drove him to retirement, and by we, I mean Tobin.
Yes. Why? Why me?
Really?
The antics.
Minus one for flip-floppery.
Who's flip-floppery?
For show poniness. For sass. For lying. For deception.
We got to get him in here. Out. Does he even know what those sound like?
Can somebody mute him?
For stumbling, for rambling, for deflecting, for butchering English, for propaganda, for technological snafu, for making it weird, loose goose floozy, semantic samurai.
And then, of course, the best one.
Bum.
Wait, so he's reading all these. We need to have him in here and use them.
He hates
so he sees how they're used, right?
Yeah, okay. I'm all for it.
All right, all right.
Goosies!
Okay.
What's wrong now?
Well, I have two more all rights. You can minus me for rambling also. My third all right is to our South Florida teams for giving us a happy Monday. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Since we've had this vibe, so that's good. And the Jonas Brothers, because I saw them this weekend.
All right.
Oh, isn't one of the Jonas Brothers, is he no longer married to
the Queen?
Yes.
The Queen.
Sophie from Game
Which,
of Thrones.
Which ironically
not
enough,
Game of Thrones. Sophie. Yeah,
that's Sophie Turner.
She's from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, she went on a date with Chris Martin, the Coldplay guy.
Yikes!
Ooh.
Yeah.
She's not. Is she English?
Yes, she's British. No,
she's British from the north.
Okay.
See, like it just sneaks by you guys, but I
is which Jonas was she married to?
Joe.
She was to Joe. Mm-hmm.
Do you think Joe Jonas is now feeling all yellow?
You need to stop.
who's the singer that's married minus to the girl from the FBI show?
Nick Jonas. Priyanka.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's gorgeous.
Oh yeah. Without even trying.
Brittany.
Without even trying. My no quickly goes to people who talk over concert lives.
Concert live? Like live?
Yeah, like let's say if I can't see a concert and then they go ahead and they stream it for you. Okay, the purpose is to stream it, not for me to hear your voice.
Oh, like, I love this song! And you're just supposed to listen to the
song.
And
you're singing the song.
Those things don't get flagged?
Sometimes.
Hey. Only you would complain about getting free stuff when they're not supposed to be streaming it anyway.
In the beginning, I was like, you know what? Good for her. It's okay. Like, she can enjoy the concert herself. And she got a little too cute with it. She would have shut up.
If you're going to do it, you got to do it right.
I understand.
Is that like when you get the bootleg movie and then the head walks in front?
And all you hear is them talking in the corner. That's exactly what
I'm talking about. Wait, I don't know how many times I've been to a gas station in the hood and he goes, DVD quality.
I would have been a great bootlegger.
No, you wouldn't.
And I did take myself to the concert. Dude, I was just trying to hear another special guest.
Really?
I would.
There's only one thing in life you would have been good at.
What?
You're doing it.
Brittany, what is your all right and oh no?
All right, I've been waiting all show for this moment.
Oh, boy.
So I'm going to get to my all right first. My all right goes to Tua's pink eye.
All right.
Clearly, it helped
it's
him.
It's not pink eye.
I don't care what
he can't
it
have
was.
Pink eye. Pink eye's contagious.
Well, I saw him rubbing his eyes and then touching other players. So
yeah, so
hopefully
it can't
he doesn't
be,
have pink
it's
eye.
It's not pink eye.
What if the Dolphins have an outbreak and they're all just like really good from this pink
well,
eye?
Well, then let's keep it in a petri dish and dish it out every
they
week.
They keep touching each other's eyeballs.
So you serve pink eye on a dish, but I can't save some bread?
Nope.
I can't save some bread?
Nope.
It's about the team, Leroy.
Exactly. It's about the team and our happiness.
What's your oh no?
So my oh no.
Here we go.
Let me clear my throat. I warned you yesterday, Tobin, about this one.
She did.
I warned him. Yesterday was the Mexico City Grand Prix.
Okay.
And my lovely Lewis Hamilton qualified P3, which means he starts in position to get a podium.
I knew that.
No, did you?
No.
Okay. Well, that's why I explained it. There you go. So he starts position. It's his first time this whole season. He's just started with Ferrari this year. He's had a very rough season. First time qualifying P3. We're going to get a double Ferrari podium. I'm pumped. The Dolphins win. The Canes win. The Heat are playing well. I'm like, all the good luck is in my favor. But the damn FIA. Damn you, FIA. That is like their regulations team.
Like
they
F1
gave
officials.
Him, yeah, they're F1 officials.
I knew that.
They gave him a 10-second penalty.
What?
And do you know what a 10-second penalty means in F1? That is like the end of the world. He's at the back of the grid. Wow. So I'm super pissed because everybody else also gained an advantage on turn one, and nobody else got a penalty except for Lewis Hamilton. So it ruins his chances of getting his first podium with Ferrari. So damn you, FIA. Damn you, Ferrari. Damn you, Max Verstappen. Jeez. Okay? And yeah, that is what I have to say.
You know what it's like? It's kind of like
don't,
when you're playing.
Don't.
What?
Don't.
No, I loved it. It was very bad. It's like with Mario Kart, Leroy. You ever fall off at Mario Kart, you're winning the whole time. But you go out of bounds and then the little cloud fisherman has to come get you.
Never played Mario.
You know
Kart.
What? I was worried you were gonna ruin my moment, but you're so right. That's exactly what it's
Thank
like.
Thank you. I'm on fire today, dude.
That's
right. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Let me get this straight.
Told you.
You just compared Formula One with Mario Kart.
I bet you every F1 driver became an F1 driver because they loved Mario Kart.
They were inspired from childhood.
I really don't think that's how it works, but yes.
We should ask them.
No.
Also, minus one for never playing Mario Kart.
If you get an F1 driver on here, Tobin, it will be the happiest day of my life.
I will get an F1 driver on
so
here.
So wait.
Do it. Be my guest.
Why? Am I the only one who's never played Mario Kart?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's one of the greatest games of all time.
Maybe I'm older game. And I was past that.
Mario Kart was like...
You have children.
Mario Kart has been around.
No, I told you what me and Fonz did as kids.
Mario Kart's been around since like the early 90s, dude.
We did Guitar Hero.
When was the first Mario Kart? Super Nintendo.
No.
You missed out.
No, I didn't.
You missed out.
On a
lot. No, I didn't.
Yep.
That's keep probably in mind, why you have that.
Good keep thing. In mind, I was playing real kart, and that's why I spent 3 days in jail for a speeding ticket.
Yep. No, you did for SAS, actually.
Yeah. See, if you would have played Mario Kart, you probably would have avoided that.
No, mm-hmm. Not true.
I think so.
Because if I would have did that, I would have been looking outside. I'm like, yeah, baby, you next.
All right, everybody. That's our show for today. I won't be here tomorrow. I'm going to Nashville to go call some fights. I'm looking forward to it. So catch me on the Dirty Boxing card on Thursday. Leroy, try and take it easy on the Sour Patch Kids.
Really? You're going up to Tennessee with nothing but barbecue and booze.
Don't get mad at him when you know you're not even going to go to the studio if he's not there.
Yeah, it's possible.
What are you doing?
She likes to throw a little
bit. Yeah!
You know why? Because she's guilting you into coming in because she wants to hobnob with you.
No, she's not.
I'm going to be there.
Let me tell you something. I got kids. They can't shame me into nothing. I'm a big boy.
Please save that drop before we go.
Lots of moonshine.
Well, everybody have a great day, and the rest of the crew will talk to you tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.